News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's episode, we embark on a journey into the rich cultural heritage of Arunachal Pradesh's indigenous Tagin tribe. We'll also take you on an audio tour of Itanagar with a special glimpse into the serene and spiritually uplifting Itanagar Gompa. Additionally, we bring you a report on the second edition of the Northeastern Region NER District Sustainable Development Goals Index Report 2023-24 released by Niti Aayog, where Nathi Nial in Mizoram has emerged as the best performing district in the region. But first, let's begin our journey in Moscow, which recently hosted the Festival of India Bharat Utsav 2025. India's cultural heartbeat continues to resonate far beyond its boundaries, and this time it echoed through the heart of Moscow. At the recently conducted Bharat Utsav 2025, India showcased its rich traditions to a global audience. One state that particularly captured the spotlight was Nagaland, with its soul-stirring rhythms, vibrant artistry, and timeless heritage. Here is more from our Kohima correspondent, Mary.
Bharat Utsav 2025 transformed Moscow's historic Manishneya Square into a colorful celebration of India. Speaking at the grand closing, Nagaland's chief minister Nipirio called the festival a powerful symbol of India-Russia friendship. He took the stage to warmly invite the Russians to explore Nagaland's stunning and scenic landscapes, rich traditions and welcoming people. A 25-member cultural team from Nagaland, curated by the Task Force for Music and Arts, captivated the audience with powerful performances. From traditional folk tunes to dynamic fusion, even a surprise song in Russian, the group earned thunderous applause and wide smiles. The Nagaland Pavilion, set up by the Department of Industries and Commerce, drew crowds to experience Naga indigenous textiles, crafts, and the earthy aroma of Nagaland coffee. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along and his team showcased Nagaland as a top destination under the Incredible India banner with multimedia storytelling and engaging interactions. Meanwhile, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, praised Nagaland's participation as a brilliant reflection of India's cultural diversity. With over 8.5 lakh visitors, 500 plus performances, yoga sessions, Indian cuisine, and life-size replicas of landmarks like the Taj Mahal, Moscow became a living postcard from India over the 9 unforgettable days. From the green hills of the Northeast to the streets of Moscow, culture has once again proven to be a bridge across borders. As the lights dimmed on Bharat Utsav 2025, Nagaland leaves a lasting mark of cultural pride, connection, and friendship in the heart of Russia. For Notice Diary, this is Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Moving back to the Northeast, Nandyal District in southern Mizoram has secured the highest score in the Northeastern Region District Sustainable Development Goals SDG Index 2023-24 released by Niti Aayog. With an impressive composite score of 81.43, Nandyal outshone 120 other districts across the 8 Northeastern states. In a proud achievement, all districts in Mizoram have been placed in the front-runner category, reflecting substantial progress towards achieving the SDGs. Here is more insight from our correspondent, Isaac.
Mizoram has once again proven itself as a leader in sustainable development in the Northeast. According to the newly released Northeastern Region District SDG Index 2023-24 by NITI Aayog, all districts in Mizoram have achieved frontrunner status in the Sustainable Development Goals SDG Performance Scale. Most notably, Nathial District has emerged as the best performing district in the entire Northeast region, scoring 81.43, the highest among 121 districts across 8 Northeastern states. The second edition of the Northeastern Region District SDG Index was jointly developed by NITI Aayog and the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region Donor, with technical support from United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. The index assesses district-level programs on sustainable development goals across social, economic, and environmental sectors. The MLA for the Nathial constituency, JJLL Pekluak, convey his gratitude that the district efforts to promote sustainable development has been recognized and its hard work respected across the region. He also said that the remarkable advancement aligns with the objective of realizing Viksit Bharat 2047.
Our effort in sustainable development has been recognized. Our district hard work is celebrated across the region. This recognition inspires us to continue working toward a brighter, healthier, and more prosperous future for all our people. This outstanding development is the goal for achieving Viksit Bharat 2047.
The report launched in New Delhi is expected to be a key policy tool for evidence-based planning and monitoring. NITI Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry stressed the importance of achieving the SDGs by 2030 as India moves towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Officials from the Ministry of Donor and UNDP also highlighted the role of the index in guiding development interventions and human-centered policy-making. This is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl.
The Tagans are one of the major tribes in Arunachal Pradesh, primarily residing in Daporijo, located in the Upper Subansiri district. The Tagans are part of the Tani group of people, renowned for their warm hospitality and friendly demeanor. They embody a spirit of purity and kindness. The Tagans are divided into various clans and communicate in the Tagan language. Today, we will delve into the vibrant lifestyle, rich culture, and unique customs of the Tagan tribe.
The Tagans are one of the principal inhabitants of Upper Subansiri district, which was created on 1st June 1980, bifurcating erstwhile Subansiri district of Arunachal Pradesh with headquarters at Daporijo. Tagans concentrate in the heart of the district, including Daporijo town. The Tagans are animists who commonly believe in Doni Polo, Sun, Moon, as their supreme god, also believe the existence of spirits of various natural objects and believe the deities for different living and non-living nature. There is no traditional image and place of worship for Doni Polo. They call the name of Doni Polo in success and distress with believing that this god looks upon them. Some beliefs and practices of animism may be illustrated as they believe that the gods of earth and sun bless them for good and prosperous life, and thus they worship Si and Doni in Sidoni festivals to appease them. They believe that sun god Doni Polo knows everything and all acts of the people. Thus they call the name of Doni Polo in the time of administration of examining animal and pole livers, eggs, etc. In conduct of oaths and ordeals, they examine the chicken livers and eggs to detect the criminals and to get foretells of the future. They believe that different spirits bring different influences into the life of the people. Thus, they perform individuals' rituals to appease the god and evil spirits to success or to protect the people from evil influences. Individuals' families engage priests to perform prayers and rituals offering to the related spirits when one seeks rich harvest in agricultural products or success in hunting, or if wants to get relief from diseases or ill health. If one thinks safe from dangers or bad dream or evil spirits of tigers. The people perform a ritual at the main gates of the villages to protect themselves from the disease spirits when epidemic break out at other neighboring villages. The emergence of Panchayati Raj in 1967 brought a change in the status of village councils. the Panchayati Raj Institution, sharing the social responsibility of the village council. This new emergence makes a traditional village authority and Panchayati Raj institutions interrelated in many social activities. Generally, there were no interactions amongst the Tagin villagers in primitive days. Each village authority functioned independently. The present Bango organization and cooperation coordinated by district administrator is a change in this tribal life. In regards to rites and rituals, when a person is sick, his parents and family members engage priest, that is Nibo, to heal the ill person. The priest examines the chicken livers and eggs to identify the spirits which influencing poles, animals to be sacrificed for the spirits and perform puja in that house. The ill person and his family members observe walking and eating taboos prescribed by the priest after performing the rite. In case the healed person and his family members do not observe taboos according to the prescription of the priest, the performed rite couldn't be successful, or that healed may be harmed again or killed by the spirit out of anger. As a result, the cured person would suffer again severely, and another puja has to conduct for the same person or to review the rite. The taboos and social restrictions are very important for the Tagins, which are closely attached to their individual as well as social life. Individual restrictions are observed in pregnancy, childbirth, metal making, hunting, fishing, men's snake bite, marriage, harvesting, drink preparation, individual rites, dead and disposal by individuals and families. Taboos are observed in pregnancy and childbirth for the welfare of child as well as its mother. In metal making, for good results in making of metallic properties. In hunting, fishing, harvesting, for success and rich yielding. In snake bite and tiger killing, to save the affected person as well killer from the spirits of such dangerous animals. In marriage life, to be free from affected marriage life. In preparation of drinks and its material for getting fine quality. In individual ritual for its successfulness and to save the family members from adverse influence caused by spirits. In fire accident and epidemic, to save from evil influences of such spirits. In stillborn and other dead cases, to save from evil influences of the spirits of the souls for peace and satisfaction of the soul. There is no hard and fast rules that differentiated the occupation of male and female sexes in Tagin community. But it is the moral obligation that the female members should perform the easy walks and males have to cover the tough walks. That's why the agricultural walks and household chores are done by the females, where a male Tagins deal with matters relating to forest, construction, social walks, and other outside affairs. In female walks, the married adult females take the responsibilities of the household affairs of the families or husbands' houses. But girls married in immature ages remain under the charges of parents-in-law. There were no able girls or women remain unmarried in the past. A child marriage was the common practice among the Tagins. Agriculture and family management are the major occupations of the Tagin women. It gives women the freedom of choosing any occupation that one likes. Hence, literate and educated Tagin women choose the occupation of the government services, whereas illiterate or village women are adhered to agricultural works. No widow is allowed to remarry a man other than the nearest relatives of the deceased husband, or she can't leave the heirs of the dead husband, as bride price have already paid to her. Hence, there is no question of disinheriting a widow. The woman, either married or unmarried, have rights to earn and possess individual properties. That is why they can have individual income and have rights to purchase valuables. An unmarried girl uses such private money for the welfare of her and her family, whereas a married uses such private properties for her children. Generally, a wife can't be divorced among the Tagins, as they pay bride price for the wives. Under such practice, the case of divorce found fewer in this tribe. Of course, the wives also deserted husbands now a day by returning the bride price paid for them. A wife also gets back the properties paid for her if she is being divorced by her husband. Even she has right to get an equal share of property earned during their conjugal life. But the amount of property share given to a divorced wife determined by the right or guilty of her. If divorce is caused by wife, she has no right to claim the share of such properties. It is to conclude that Upper Subansiri district is a border district of India locating in China border of Arunachal Pradesh, having a total population of 60,000 as census 2001. Among the various four tribal groups of the district, Tagin is the largest community, having more than 270 clans and 300 villages, which occupies the central as well as larger area of Upper Subansiri district. The Tagins having pine figures and white complexion that have migrated originally from Tibet speak Tibeto-Burman language are the descendants of Abotani, the first men of tribe. The Tagins are famous in the state for Dapurijo, the headquarters of Upper Subansiri district, for historical incident of Sher Bahadur Tapa and his memorial stone at Limeking, for Aching Muring massacre in Talia area, and for Manga Cave temple in Sipi area. In socio-cultural life, their main practice are songs and dances, agricultural activities, monogamous and polygamous marriages with payment of bride prices, maintenance of joint families, and implementation of customary rules in all daily activities. Every aspect of socio-cultural life of the Tagins have its traditional rules which guide them in all walks of affairs. With the spread of education and influence of modernization, the system and lifestyle of the Tagin is undergoing a radical change today. The life of the Tagin people is simple and placid and often hard, but they have a rich cultural legacy, myriad myths and legends which make an interesting, though rather strange.
Itanagar city attracts nature lovers as they can view scenic beauty all around. They can pay a visit to various tea gardens, farms and apple orchards in the city. This exotic hill station is home to tropical evergreen rainforests. People can also pursue various adventurous activities in the city, and trekking is the best option. During winters, people can also witness snowfall. Itanagar and surrounding regions are excellent places to participate in adventure sports. Apart from angling and rafting, trekking is an extremely popular activity around the city. Itanagar Pashighat is a popular trekking trail passing through Zero and Dapurijo. There are many other trails that pass through regions around Itanagar like Jong Tawang Trail and Jorat Tawang Trail. It is situated at the foothills of the majestic Himalayas and has pleasant atmosphere throughout the year. This majestic city is also known as the land of dawn-lit mountains. View of valleys and natural landscapes makes it unforgettable experiences of travel profile. October to March is considered as the best time to visit this destination. Tibetan culture is the main reflection of the city, which you can also find in the items available in the markets. Ita Fort, the Buddhist temple, Ganga Lake, Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum are the perfect destinations you can travel to. Famous for its handicrafts, the city has a bustling market. They are filled with various items that include Tibetan Buddhist paintings, items of cane and bamboo, and many more. Handicraft items and thangkas, Buddhist paintings on cloth with vegetable dye and gold, are popular in Itanagar. Apart from that, wood carvings, shawls, local attires, carpets and sarongs are other things worth shopping for in Itanagar. Pleasant climate, scenic vistas and naturally rich environment make Itanagar a perfect destination for long vacations. Housing a large population of the Nyeshi tribe, Itanagar offers a wonderful experience with its unique culture and hospitable locals. The city has heavy influence of Tibetan architecture. Apart from Fort Itanagar, which is one of the most famous tourist attractions in Arunachal Pradesh, Itanagar also houses Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum, Buddha Temple, Ganga Lake, and many other popular tourist sites. Popular festivals celebrated here are Tamiladu Festival, Ray Festival and Losar, the New Year. The Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary is a must visit for nature and wildlife aficionados. The sanctuary is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna. The musk deer, Himalayan black deer, red panda and porcupines are amongst the most commonly found animals. Various rare species of monkeys are also found. Wildlife enthusiasts can take a safari in the Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary. Restaurants generally serve Indian and Tibetan cuisine. Itanagar is well connected by road to most major cities like Guwahati and Shillong. This is Albina Michael.
Thubten Gatsling Gompa, often referred to as Itanagar Gompa, is a stunning Buddhist monastery located in Itanagar. This monastery, part of the Gelugpa sect, attracts many followers from the Mompa tribe in western Arunachal Pradesh. Perched on a small hill, it offers breathtaking views of the surrounding area, known as a center of Buddhist studies. The Gompa was consecrated by the Dalai Lama and showcases distinctive Tibetan architectural influences. Now, let's turn to our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole to learn more about this remarkable site.
The Mahayana Buddhist Gompa in Itanagar is also a center of Buddhist culture. It is located on the top of a hill just above the State Museum in the capital city of Arunachal Pradesh. Though it is situated in the heart of the city, this Gompa is one of the most peaceful places, seems secluded from the busy hustle and bustle of the ever-growing urban jungle. Adorned with a beautiful gate at the base of the hill, a road spirals up the hills to the Gompa. The Gompa sits on the top of the hill literally. A small but colorful gate marks the entrance. A white stupa with golden carvings stood just outside the main Gompa and against the backdrop of green rolling hills. Inside the Gompa, there are pieces of arts and decorations, including sculptures and rainbow-colored murals. The artworks portray the imaginations and belief of Buddhism, with mythical beings, symbolisms, and deities. In the backside of the Gompa, there's a malnourished statue of Lord Buddha beneath a peepal tree. The statue depicts Lord Buddha's early days, when in pursuit of enlightenment, he sat under a Bodhi tree and starved himself, causing severe malnourishment and physical hardship. The 14th Dalai Lama himself consecrated this Buddhist temple, which sits in a peaceful spot surrounded by mighty hills all around. Up from the hills, one can get a 360-degree view of the most part of Itanagar city. Apart from tourists, many local people come here to worship and connect with the Buddha and his teachings. Many non-Buddhist local people come here to spend some moments of peace in the silence and serene environments of the Gompa. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
Now let's enjoy a special song by Mohit Chauhan and Bidisha Sen, dedicated to His Holiness the Dalai Lama on the occasion of his 90th birthday celebration in Dharamshala.
A very, very happy birthday to you, His Holiness Dalai Lama Ji. We are blessed.
We are honored
and it's
and
an
blessed.
Honor and a privilege to be here.
Buddha ki karuna parimeet pyaar
that brings us to the close of the edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take very good care of yourself.
एक ये संदेश उनका खुश रहे हर व्यक्ति खुश हो देश दुनिया और मानव मूल्य की पहचान हो उसके लिए सम्मान हो तो पंथ जो भी हो जो भाषा हो
program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.